What's going on, guys? My name is Tucker Bierman, owner and operator of Refined Talent Design. Here on the Refining Exchange podcast, we're going to discuss some of the pillars of leadership and how that impacts and plays a part in your faith, family, business, and your personal life. So let's get into it. What's going on, guys? Tucker Bierman here with the Refining Exchange podcast. We're starting a new series called Under the Surface, where we're going to talk to like-minded businesses in our design and showroom space. So we're super excited to bring you a couple people. First up is Fina from Tile Designs by Fina. Fina has been someone that I've admired and looked up to for a while now. So super excited to get her on the podcast and get her chatting about some of the ins and outs of our business. What's going on, guys? This is Tucker Bierman with the Refining Exchange podcast here with Fina from Tile Designs by Fina. So I'll give you a little intro before you give your own, but I've been an admirer of your Instagram for a couple years now. You do an awesome job and you're in the same space as us, brick and mortar, design, boutique, design, you know, tile, countertop offerings. And so from afar, it's been cool to kind of see your journey and some of the things that you guys are involved in. So when I saw you were posting a podcast, I was like, I'm going to connect with her and see if we can connect for a podcast, talk shop a little bit. And we jumped right into it and kind of hit it off. So I'm glad we could come up with some time together to kind of just share values and kind of what our business has to offer. So with that being said, why don't you share with our audience a little bit about you and a little bit about your business?
Well, thank you, Tucker. I appreciate that very much. I never really know what kind of impact, you know, in my Instagram, you know, does or who's watching kind of thing. So, and I got to meet you. So that was really great. And I really enjoy your Instagram too. You've taught me a lot as well. So, and it's always fun to hear a different perspective from another, you know, tile nerd, right? So, right. So I guess my journey's kind of started. You want me to just start from the top and how I got into it? And I'm assuming.
Yeah. How did you get into the business? How did you start your company? Because I thought that was really interesting. Yeah. So the beginning.
Okay. So I worked part-time for a tiles showroom. Then the guy that I was working for, I could kind of see the writing on the wall that things weren't going to really work out for him. So I went to go work for somebody else, and I was going to just really do books at that point, and found out that she was being chased after by the State Board of California for owing a ton of money. So my job was limited. I knew we were going to be closed down at any moment. So another company that has been established and around forever actually met up with her, and they overtook her company. I don't know any, you know, the details of that or anything. I just was happy that I still had a job. So I worked for them for 7 years and then, you know, got to really learn the business. They had two other locations in the LA area. And so I really was the one running the show. And it was great because I'm headstrong and I like to take the bull by the horns. And I was able to really make that store my own and manage it and do with it what I felt was best. One day, though, they walked in and said, "We're closing our showroom. Here's your last paycheck." And I was totally blindsided and, you know, didn't really know what to do from there. But that week, I had received four other job offers from other companies that wanted me to work for them or with them. So I did go work for somebody else who was going to basically pay me the most money, right? Because I had three little kids that I needed to keep feeding. And I worked for him for a long time, but all of a sudden I had a boss over my shoulder and I was not happy about it, right? I was just like, this is for the birds. I like, you know, I've been running the place for so long that I having a boss, it wasn't going to work. So I went to, and during those 6 weeks, I had clients calling me, "Where are you? I need you to design this. I need you to design that." So I would go out and I would shop at all these other tile showrooms in my area, and they just weren't what I was looking for. You know, the product was okay, but the company I used to work for held over 200 different tile lines. And so you really had, you know, anything that you could think of. You wanted butterflies, you know, that were whatever. You had everything. They had anything that you could possibly imagine. And we also did a ton of custom work. So I did go to a friendly competitor. She was very small. She was the only one that worked there. And I said, "Hey, you know, can I please work out of your showroom? I really just need a place to like call home and bring my clients and design here. And, you know, like, let's work something out. You know, I'll give you a cut of whatever I'm bringing in or whatever." And she said, "You know, let me think about it." And I was like, "Okay, great." You know, how could she say no? Well, the next day I got the call from her and she said, "You know, I've been working by myself for so long that I really don't want another person here. And I said, okay, you know, I could respect that. You know, I understand. She said, but why don't you just go get a little showroom, you know, like 500 or 600 square foot showroom and just start your own thing. And I don't know why it was like the light had just turned on. And I said, you know what? She's right. So I found a tiny little showroom and I started with that, you know. I had no idea what I was doing because, you know, and we had no money, right? You know, like it was no money. And looking back now, I'm like, oh my God, what was I doing? But we just made it work and you know, took furniture from our garage that didn't match, but that's what I needed to put tile samples on top of. We cleated the walls, we painted. We tried to really, you know, give it some sort of look. And I had a lot of vendors that were really behind me and I had already had established relationships with. And so they knew that I could sell their product and I had already been selling their product. So a lot of people just basically gave me product for free to start my job, you know, to start my showroom, I should say. And it kind of just grew and grew from there. So
that's awesome. So yeah. How long from like when you got up and running to like you hired your first design associate on your team, how long was that?
I'm going to say about a year.
So for about 12 months, you were kind of solely operating. Did you have like a warehouse guy as you guys were receiving products and stuff like that?
So that's the funny thing. The showroom that I got, it was only 600 square feet.
Yeah.
I did not have a warehouse at all.
Okay.
So like it didn't even dawn on me. Like that's what I'm talking about. Ignorance is bliss. I was like, oh, wait, I guess I might need a warehouse. So my husband was my warehouse guy, right? I always tell him I married him because he's like this big brute that could help me unload pellets. So in that little mall that I had rented, that little strip mall, there was an upholsterer guy there and he used to have a warehouse. And I would, you know, we'd be friendly and I'd go over there and notice that the warehouse was not completely full or he had room, right? So I said to him, hey, you know, could you like rent this little area out to me, you know, like I'll pay you for it. You know, I just really need help at this point because we were stacking orders at the front of and then in my bathroom, you know, was like floor to ceiling of stuff. But, you know, obviously, and then the bigger tile jobs and things like that, I was able to go and, you know, just drop ship. And then I didn't have to worry about, you know, unloading pallets of tile for things like that. Then he said, yeah. So I was able to now deliver things there and it worked out. But I obviously knew at that point, okay, I can't sustain this, right? I got to do something. And I was able to rent a place on Highway 111, which is like the main drag down here, which I'm still on today. And it had a little like warehouse in the back and we closed it off and that was my new warehouse. So, and I was able to buy a forklift at that time too, because we needed a forklift, right? And the tile's not heavy. I'm not in the pillow business. So. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Yeah, it's fun, I'm sure, now to think back to like the humble beginnings of the whole thing. Because now, the things you take for granted, like a warehouse guy, like a forklift, like space, were the things that you were like, oh, crap, we need that in the beginning of the business. But as you're getting started, and, you know, this is more about you than me, but for me, it was very similar. It's like, hey, I was the designer, which I don't look like a very aesthetic designer, but I was. And then I was the warehouse guy. And then I was the orderer. And then I was the HR, HR one, right? So it's like, you do all of these things as...
You're the receptionist.
Yeah, let me get Tucker for you real quick. Let me hold 1 second. No, but you do all of those things. I think that's a blessing, though, because you do learn... One, you learn your business. And then that way, when you're hiring and training people, you know, like, hey, I've been there. I've been, you know, I've delivered tile to a job site and had to go on up to the third floor with no AC in the dead heat of summer. Like, I've done that myself. So as you're, you know, I'm coaching up my fulfillment team. I'm like, guys, you want me to come? Like, I understand it sucked, but whatever. So the humble beginnings of that is awesome. So I can definitely relate. So talk to me as you grew your brand, and this kind of like leads into, you know, we spent like 45 minutes on the phone just chatting, talking shop a couple weeks ago. As you were building your brand, what were some of the values that Tile Designs by Fina is known for that has helped you guys grow as a company?
I think it's definitely that we have niche products. We're a very boutique tile showroom. And I do, you know, my clientele is designers or tradesmen, right? To architects. And so I almost feel a duty to them to really bring in some of the coolest unseen stuff or, you know, just reimagined products. So I think number one, that is my selection. I've got a great selection. And I truly do believe in small businesses. And so I reach out to all the smaller handmade tile stores or manufacturers that are out there because they really love what they do. And that's what, you know, so it's always that kind of great feel about that. Two, I think it would be about our knowledge, right? We know our products inside and out. And I always tell people, I'm not here for the quick sale. I'm here for the long haul. You know, too many times you get people that are just trying to sell you just to make a quick buck. And that's not me because I know it's always going to, it could come back and bite you in the ass. And no, nobody wants that. And I think, you know, so our education on products and where they can go and things like that. Also, you know, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. So your reputation is super important, right? People have to know when they come to you, you know, think about it. If you're giving me a custom order and it's $20,000, right? And I'm going to ask for, you know, 50 to 75% up front. Yeah, what if I don't deliver on that, right? You have to have reassurance that I'm going to pull off what I say I'm going to pull off. And I'm also going to meet your expectations. That's key because when I might be thinking a color is blue and this person might think a blue looks like this, you have to have meeting of the mind, especially in custom work. Yeah. So I'm sure I'll think of something else to say later on down the road, but I think that, and obviously price, you know, you've got to have pricing for everybody, which we really do. You know, a lot of my competitors love to say how expensive I am, but I really do have anything, you know, from $3 to $300 a square foot. And what happens is I can't help it when you come into my showroom and you see the $3 square foot and then you see something that's $120 a square foot. And yeah, the look is going to be different and you're going to want the more expensive stuff. You know, I don't know what can I do about that, you know?
Nothing. Yeah. I think that is a very good point and a very big hurdle that we kind of have to overcome. How many people do you have on your sales team? I know you have 3 locations now. So how many salespeople total?
About 5.
Okay. So like, yeah. I don't know, do you guys have like intentional trainings like periodically or consistently with them, or is it just more of an onboarding process?
So no, if somebody comes in, no, we definitely have to sit with them and go over the lines. And it takes a couple times, you know, especially, I mean, obviously I don't want to hire anybody that doesn't really have tile knowledge because it is, yeah. I heard tile is the hardest thing to sell. It, you know, like I heard carpet's very easy and those kinds of things, but of course, I give them any kind of knowledge along the way and things. And sometimes, you know, the best learner, the best teacher is mistakes, right?
Yes.
100%. Oh, great. This, you know, this can't go, you know, by a fireplace or it might bubble, you know, things like that that you got to think about. But of course, we also use our sales reps, you know, to give us PKs on their products because they do that day in and day out and they know their product better than anybody. And you really just got to use your sales rep as an extension of your sales team.
100%. So 100%. Yeah. And so going back to the last point, the educate, so you've got like really high end, you know, product and you got to have high end knowledge from the team to be able to obviously sell and communicate the benefits of the product. I actually love the, like getting that question and I get it often. And I guess it means that probably our brands are held in a high regard. They're like, hey, like, I don't know if my budget's going to be in line with what you guys have to offer, right? And you're like, no, like your point, we've got stuff that is $3 a square foot. I just also have things that are $300 a square foot, you said. And then it's really, I love this part the most. And this is what we work with our design team on, design sales team is really being passionate about the client's experience. And Fina, you may come in and it may take a while to get to this, but your budget may be $8 a square foot. And you know what I mean? And so we got to make sure that like your taste may be $100 a square foot. That's probably true, right? So, so as those clients come in, you're like, okay, perfect. This is an opportunity for me to help. Like everybody has a budget, right? Even the budgetless clients have a budget or a number that they want to get to, but they all have big dreams and desires for the design. And then that's the fun part, right? Is how do we coordinate and craft this design that fits into what you guys, you know, are wanting or looking to spend? So I enjoy that process because it's literally like a puzzle every time. Every client's a little bit more unique. And that's where the value of our business, you talk about small business and kind of like a curated experience. That's the value in our business, right? It's like our clients have, they have a headache when they're like, you know, I've got to go design my bathroom and I've got to get all these pieces to kind of correspond. And at the end of the day, I know it's got to work functionally. I got to know it works with us financially. And then I really want it to be really pretty. So like, how do we hit all of those points and help them have a good experience? So I imagine by talking to you that your team does a really good job of that. And so I love, and again, we talked about this on the phone. I love your investment, your desire to like help out the small business. We had a conversation about a larger corporation called Floor & Decor. And we were fortunate enough to just have, I know, here we go. We're going to get the bleeps going on you here in a second. But I
like to tell everybody, now I got to sage my whole building. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. But I think in, like, I love communication and business, right? So I think there's very clear differences between our business types, and the larger box stores like that. So share with me some of those thoughts that you had on that.
Well, let me go back to the point you made about budgets and things like that. And my take is there's always a way to get what you want. It's just the way we design it, right? So we got to make it count where, you know, whether you have the prettiest soap niche in the world, but you have that tile you love, then you're going to love going into that bathroom, right? So I always try to give people an experience. And then the F&D one, you know, I have many acronyms that could fit that. And so fucking dangerous comes to mind, and I won't say the other, but the interesting thing is I almost feel like it's a gamble, right? Because, you know, you get your little dice and you roll it and you just don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, I understand things are priced a certain way and it looks very attractive, but what you don't understand is you are getting the shit of the shit, right? That even contractors don't want. And you're getting seconds and you're getting thirds and you're getting just bottom of the meal. So if you're a home flipper, that's your place. Don't come to me. I don't want to deal with flippers. I really don't. Unless I know like they're good friends and I know where blowouts are and I want to do that extra thing. But I don't necessarily want to be nickel and dimed the whole way, right? This has to be a real collaboration that works for both of us. So F&D is your place. I can't tell you how many tile installers have told me that the product is just no good. The calibers are different, the sizes are different. I mean, and like I've touched on Thosos. Oh my gosh. You know, Thosos remember, stone is like a diamond, right? So the clarity of your diamond is the better quality of the stone. So your stone should, you know, Thosos should not have pink in it, gray, yellow, okay? It should be white and pretty. And I've seen their Thosos and you know, it goes for like, I don't know, $8.99 or $11.99 in some cases. It's just unrealistic expectations that they're setting out there for us little tile guys that now that looks like the, you know, the average person goes to there and what? Your Thosos is $24.99? You know, they're trying to gouge me over here. And it's like, no, honey, you're not getting gouged. You're getting like real good product and you're getting, you know, and you're also buying from a small business that has a family and, you know, things like that, that you're supporting. So I don't know if I answered your question.
You answered it. You answered it with a lot of passion. And that's, you know, it's so hard. It's really not hard, actually. I take that back. It just takes a minute to really communicate some of these things with our clients. But I mean, just your passion alone, you can see we obviously experience this every day. Right. And so, you know, mm-hmm. a homeowner is designing, let's just say on average, one bathroom in their lifetime. And our dream clients, which are, you know, the custom builders, the interior designers, you know, the higher end homes, obviously, like, we want to make that a special experience and we want to make sure that it's smooth. And so one of the things that we talk about with our team, which I know in talking to you, it's important for you, is like creating a smooth process. And what F&D does, and some of the, maybe the other comparable box stores and or even some other tile showrooms that that value price over experience, is that experience does not, it leads to turbulence. Trust me. I mean, you talk about selection sheets being clear and communicative. You're talking about the quality of the product, like you said. And then you're talking about like fulfillment of their, like they have a dream of what they saw in the space versus what actually gets installed. And we value like, hey, you know, if you pick out a marble, I'm going to get you a lot of photos if there's variation. You know what I'm saying? And then when on my selection sheets, I have pictures of what you picked out and how it's supposed to be laid out. So that way that your installer knows exactly what is supposed to be installed and how you had dreamt it up. On available, right? My team, our design team is available. I know yours is as well. We're available for phone calls. And I've seen you on job sites too. We're available to go out to the job site on some of these more detailed projects where it's like, hey, you need us? Do you need our help to lay this out? Like that's something that we offer. Unfortunately, other stores don't offer that other location. So when you're looking strictly at price, you're obviously the old saying, right? You're comparing apples to oranges. It's not. It's not the same thing. So seconds and thirds, quality of products, quality of experience. There's so many opportunities for turbulence there. So. No, I appreciate you sharing that.
You know, and I've had clients come in here looking for new products because they try to return it and they're like, sorry, honey, this is the price you get because of the quality you're buying, right? Yeah. And then another thing I think let's touch on really quickly is we had talked about they're selling 3x6 white subway tile for like 99 cents or something a piece, right? Well, you need 8 of those to get a square foot. So now all of a sudden you're paying $8 a square foot for white subway tile. It's like, wait a minute, that's, you know, so the public doesn't know that you could get it for, you know, $3-$4 and a really great quality subway tile.
100%. So, yeah, we sell our
things like that.
We sell our stock subway tile at $4.99 a square foot.
Sorry.
So. No, you're good. We sell our subway tile for $4.99 a square foot. So yeah, the pieces thing, that's a really good point.
Yeah, and it just depends on the quality and all that too, right? There's subway tiles that are even more expensive than that, but
100%.
An average,
And then let's just jump back into business here. Like you talk about like why people trust Fina, and we're 3-4 years old of a business now, but it's like your track record. Like what does Fina stand for? What are you going to get from that experience when you go and work with Tile Designs by Fina? So speak to that.
Sorry, I have a little bug in my throat.
No, you're good.
I mean, I think when you walk into our showroom, right, we know, so this is what I always say. Somebody comes in here, they're super overwhelmed because we have so many tiles to offer and you can just feel really overwhelmed, right? And so when people... they look and you just see them like their eyes glaze over like, oh my gosh, where do I even start? And I always say to them, that's why we're here. We're here to help you. We're here to walk you through the process. Tell me a little bit about your project. And okay, I'm working on 3 bathrooms. Okay, great. And so what, and you know, we just try to ask a ton of questions to really narrow down the search, right? Because people come and go, oh, I've been to every tile store and I just can't seem to find anything. And I'm like, okay. So I always love that challenge, right? I love a good challenge. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I'll tell them, you know, let's walk the store. We walk the store and I tell them, show me like 3 of your favorite things that you've seen. Once I know what they like, it is super easy for me to just go boom, boom, boom. Oh, you're going to love this, right? And ensure it because it's like Amazon, shopping on Amazon. You bought, you know, these kinds of tires, well, you're gonna like, you know, whatever.
Similar products.
Right. I can pull it out and just and kind of nail what they like. And so that's super helpful. And if they're looking for, you know, well, I don't really want to spend that much. Okay, here's a similar product that maybe isn't a porcelain. And that's gonna be half the cost of that stone you really like. Right. So it's just really honestly listening and trying to get into their head and meeting their expectations. And like you said, I love the whole thing with the lot photo because when I hear people, I try to really listen to what they're saying, right? And I'll call people out on it. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but I'll say, hey, you know, I keep hearing you say you want this kind of look, but then, you know, you're looking for this. So, like, please tell me what, you know, which way are we really going with this?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I really want this. And if I hear that they're kind of color sensitive, that's a term I've named over here, color sensitive, because people are, and they're like, oh, I really like this part of the stone, but I don't really like this part of the stone. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. That's just kind of the way it comes, you know, but I'll get you lot photos of what you're going to be purchasing. And then you can decide if it's something that you want to move forward with or not. Right. So it's always trying to meet expectations up front so that the sale goes smooth and everybody's on the same page. And I think, too, like I'm working on a pretty large job. You've got to be organized. And I am not the most organized person, believe me, but I've got, you know, you've tried to put systems in place. So we'll make colored spec sheets and it'll say, you know, laundry room. And it'll show what we're putting on the countertop and what we're putting on the backsplash. And if there's trim, what trim are we using and where is it going and what size is it? And the thickness, right? Because your tile guy is always going to want to know the thickness of your tile. So it just, and it helps people stay on the same page. Because remember, a long project can take up to a year to finally like hit it. So I date those over and over. Okay, this was our last thing that we talked about because people forget and I forget, right? So that's the only way I can really try to stay on task here. So
yeah.
And I mean, I just, you know, from my warehouse guys, my staff is excellent. They all know exactly what can go where. They know where to look for the deals if somebody's looking for something. But it truly is about meeting expectations. Let me just hit on this one thing and then I'll stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Travertine is huge down here. And travertine is in a lot of homes here in the higher end homes. So people are coming in wanting to spruce up their places, but they don't want to remove their flooring, right? Flooring is a massive investment. So I say, okay, well, we need to add more of this travertine. I need, you know, 200 square feet. And I go, well, my immediate question is, how old is the travertine? Oh, it's like 15 years old. Okay, well, do you look the same as you did 15 years ago? No. Okay, well, neither is the stone.
I love
because,
that.
You know, and so it's kind of a funny thing, but it's true.
Yes.
That's gone, you know. We might get close, but, you know, so...
I love
it's, again,
that.
It's setting expectations, so.
I love that. I'm going to. I literally just had a conversation this morning where it's a huge job. They're extending the porch into a pool deck area, and they have travertine from, same thing, 10 to 15 years ago. We don't even sell it anymore. I just know the name of it. Got current lot photos, and they're like, hey, will you come out to the job site, meet us, and just ensure that it's going to look the same? And so I sent our showroom manager and the designer that was responsible for the job out there. And I was coaching them up and I was just like, you know, the line I always use is like, hey, the rock that was dug out of the earth 15 years ago is not being dug out from the same spot. It's still the same name, but I do love that. That's a funny way of putting it.
Right. And then they get it connects.
Yeah.
They go, oh yeah, you're right. I wish I looked like I did 15 years ago.
It would be nice, right? Yeah. That's awesome. I think in that, you know, you make it fun. That's why I was so attracted to and wanting to speak with you is that like the passion that comes and revolves around like how you approach your work, your clients, and that experience is like, I love it. And it's amazing. And I know that's why your clients are attracted to it as well, because our clients, like we want the experience to go well and we want them to have a great outcome. And us being passionate about and the track record that I was asking you about, like, you show a track record of caring about the clients and caring about that experience and caring about the outcome. And those are the things that separate us. Like, yes, you can have high quality products. Like, have you used high quality products? And like, do you know how to use it? And making sure that, like, you know, the marble can be expensive, but this may not be the application, or, you know, just thinking like a pool bathroom, like, hey, this may not be the space or place for us to be doing this. Like, we should go with a higher quality, more durable porcelain here. Right. And so those are the things, like, you call us tile nerd. Sure. Like, we nerd out about it because we're like, obviously we're experts or whatever, but like we get so excited because we've seen the success that certain, like, our clients have gotten to experience in working with us. And so, like, I think there's a humble confidence about you in particular which is fun to see. And I've started to, like I said, I watch you on Instagram and stuff like that. So anyways, I think that's awesome. And there's some good stories.
Cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
You know, people respect honesty, you know, and you have to be honest. And I'll tell you, like, for instance, I had somebody that came in yesterday and they had already kind of designed stuff. And then they came in and they said, what do you think about this all together? And I just said, well, I think we could do better on the shower pan.
Yeah.
You know, I think that this stone is too muddy for what you're doing on the walls. And why don't you, what if we went to something like this? And I showed him something else. And then it was like, oh, yeah, that was great. So, you know, it's just, you got to be honest and just give them your honest feedback, you know? So, and you have to also know, like, for instance, we have so many salespeople here.
Yeah.
I know my clients, and there's certain people that our design choices just don't mesh. And that's okay.
Yeah.
So then I'll say, you know what, you handle this particular client because, you know, our views aren't the same on certain looks. And that's okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
I always tell our design staff, I'm like, hey, the easiest way, because we talk about like, hey, how to be relational quickly. Like how do we, in the first 5 minutes of this client's experience, how do we become relational? How do we get them to trust us? And I'm like, hey, tell them like you disagree with something. We're like, hey, they ask your opinion on something. You're like, I actually don't think that's pretty. I think this is pretty. I think at least our design staff in the beginning, they're like, I don't want to be too opinionated. I'm just here to show them. And I'm like, no, you're advisors. You know, it's not on your business card, but I'm telling you, people come to us because we're advisors. And what do advisors do? They give you their opinion based on what they've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, our design staff that is new, you know, they've got an experience, they've got an opinion, and it's okay to share that. You don't want to be a no person, but I also like, I've done that before too. I'm like, hey, this may not be like, I think that's an act of like trying to take care of the client's experience and making sure that it's enjoyable. So,
well, and a lot of people, in, you have to remember, you're in sales. You're going to deal with every kind of personality out there, right? And you're not going to mesh with everybody. And that's, so you just have to know the kind of person you're working with, right?
Yeah.
So some people are where, oh, hey, I need orange glass. Okay, great. And you show them 20 orange glasses and, oh, that color's not right. Oh, it's, you know, no, it's still not right. Whatever. Then you have to know that person is going to be the person that it has to be their idea. They have to see it first. And then you just have to be there to go, that's awesome. Yeah. Right? So you've seen it all. I've dealt with it all. You get the people that walk in there and are like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, so you just got to kind of be try to friendly and, you know, hey, what are you working on today?
Yeah.
Right? Because how can you escape that question? Hey, what are you working on?
100%.
It's, you know, right? And then, oh, well, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You know, and then next, you know, are you working with the contractor? Do you have a designer you're working with? You know, those kinds of things to try to get them to open up a little bit and realize that, hey, I'm here because I know what I'm doing. Let me help you. You know, you don't go to your mechanic and go, you know, hey, what do you think about this? And he goes, you know, yeah, okay. Well, hey, I really need you to tell me what you really think about these brakes, right? Or what have you. You know, so you got to let the professionals do their job, and we're really there to just, we all want a happy client in the end, right? Because that's going to lead to more referrals down the road. And then it's a good feeling to go home at night and go, you know, I really helped somebody out today with their fireplace or what have you.
I love that. Awesome. Well, that's a good way to end it. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat about this. I'm looking forward to future conversations, and I'm glad just to kind of bring some of your insight and experience into our community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. And so hopefully we can stay in touch and talk more, you know, going forward.
Absolutely. I got to come out to North Carolina and come hang out with you guys.
Hey, it'd be an excuse for a trip just like Vegas coming up. So you're welcome anytime.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Tucker. I truly, truly appreciate your time and inviting me on your show. That was really great. And I always love talking to a tile nerd like myself. So
yeah.
Let's do this again.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Seriously, I won't take up too much of your time. I think you're doing an awesome job. I mean, obviously social media can be surface level sometimes, but I think as, you know, from afar, just seeing like the interaction that you're having and trying to like really help clients and using it as a platform for that, I think is awesome. So definitely keep that up.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. It's, you know, it's a lot of fun designing things, right? And I'm very lucky that I get to be surrounded with, you know, beautiful things that, you know, you walk in here and you might have one vision and then boom, you might see something that completely changes the whole trajectory of your job. And now we're doing this, you know, and that's what's cool is that there's just 1,000 possibilities in here. And to put something together that the client really loves, like that's what you, you know, that's what's key.
That's what
you
makes
really
it
want the client stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, you got to think too, like you're working with designers. And so sometimes they, you know, they see a certain thing or their clients are like, oh, let's go see what's on, you know, Pinterest or whatever. And it's like, well, here, how about you do something a little different here? You know, what about these items? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's also just educating them on other things that could work for their job.
Well, think about the interior designers and builders too, specifically interior designers. Like our salespeople, our designers, they're like, well, when the interior designers come in, like, am I just supposed to like be pulling things and kind of quiet and letting them do their things? And I'm like, think about it this way. They're like, which the interior designers we work with are awesome, but they're very broad, right? They're all the entire house, the entire space, big picture. And like what we're offering, which I know you offer too, is like, hey, when you come in here, we are the surfaces experts. So we do tile, floor, hardwoods, carpet, and hardscapes. But so for you guys are tile and countertop. You guys are the experts in that space. We're the experts in that space. So of course, we still have value to add to the designers, whether it's just functionality of the product, price points, door, you know, you're around it enough. You've got a design eye for what's going to work and what's not. They're just looking at a 12 by 12 grouted board. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. And then it just depends on the designer. Some designers want you to help and some are like, you know, and you're kind of just their, you know, go-to caddy person. But and then others really value your opinion and your expertise. Like you said, you know, it's like, you know, because sometimes they don't know everything. And it's like, you probably shouldn't put that in a shower pan.
100%.
You know, or why don't you put this, you know, or and try not to make them feel like they don't know what they're talking about or whatever. But it's more just to educate them on things that need to go in certain spots, because you don't want to sell them something and then later on they're calling you going, yeah, this tile failed, you know, and it's like, you got to speak up.
100%. And, all right.
Tell them a little.
Cool. Well, thank you so much again. I really appreciate it. This is fun. So, and like we said,
absolutely.
We'll stay in touch.
Okay. Thanks, Ecker. See you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Refining Exchange podcast Under the Surface series. We're so excited to be able to bring this to you guys. Hopefully you got something from it, and we're looking forward to catching you on the next one.